Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the 2021 Jabbies. We've got a great awards show coming up for you guys. We're going to talk about our favorite pieces of media from the past year. Let's throw it to my co-hosts, Jared and Alec. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. I saw Alec a week from today. Yeah. Out of nowhere. Guy lives in Florida and I somehow run into him an hour and a half from my home. So that's crazy. But yeah, I'm doing well.
Alec, how are you?
Did that make your day?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, made mine too.
Almost as much as being an honored host of the Jabbies is what a
I didn't think
this is a bigger deal than the Oscars.
Yeah, it really is.
I didn't think I'd get the invite.
Me either.
I just fell to my knees crying in the kitchen.
Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, and Ryan Howard all had opportunity. They said no, so we came in. Have some big.
I heard they said yes, but the Academy denied them all and asked for us instead. That's what I heard.
Oh.
Yeah,
they definitely sweetened the pot for you.
Yeah,
because they knew you'd say no if you felt you weren't the first one asked.
Yeah, I mean, I got so many projects in the works. I was just able to fit this in. So
yeah
I know. So we're recording this so late at night.
Yeah,
but yeah, in this episode, we will hand out a Jabby Award to the best movie, TV show, album, and video game of 2021. We are the elite of the elite, and we know what we're talking about.
Clearly, our opinions are the only ones that matter is really what we're trying to tell you.
Yeah,
we have a little bit of credibility now, so that's dangerous.
We have
a lot, because we have our own award show.
people come to us.
Yeah,
like we're the industry insiders.
We had the producer from Ted Lasso like quote tweet us
very quickly during the first one, which if you listen to that, it was the way we decide the winners is through ranked choice voting. So each of us put in our top 10 at most, if you got 10, if not a little less. But we each submitted our top 10 in each category for the year. And then I went through like first place in something would get 10 points, 10th place gets 1 point, and you know, as it goes. And then any repeats will get more points, and the one with the most wins. We'll also do an honorable mention, which is basically second place. So yeah, just like last year, but if this is your first time listening, welcome. Hope you're here next year.
The elite of the elite.
Yeah, exactly. This is Oscars, Emmys, Grammys. Tony. Tony's. What's the video game? Is there like one video game award? I don't think there is.
I think it's just game video awards. Game.
Is it the Game Awards?
Game Awards.
Yeah, because there's like that and the
Florida Filmmakers Association Awards.
So many. Yeah. But you guys want to jump into it? Start with movies? Yeah,
absolutely.
All right.
And now, here to announce the winner and honorable mention for the Jabby winner of Best Movie of 2021, Jared Emmel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So yeah, I had 10 movies, Alec had 9, Ben had 10. With 18 points, the winner, or should I say I'll say the honorable mention first. With 10 points, the honorable mention goes to A24's The Green Knight. Woo! That was...
I'll edit in some applause right there.
Yeah, yeah. From our audiences around the world, Yeah, that was A24's... that was Shakespeare, right? That's
Knights of the Round Table.
Knights of the Round Table, yeah. Yeah, very good. I was really happy with it. Ben and I both had this on our lists. Mine was at number 9. Ben's was at number 3. Congratulations to the Green Knight and A24, 10 points. And now for the winner with 18 points. You can find it over on HBO Max, or you could have seen it in theaters. It's Dune. I really saw this one coming. I had it at second place, and Ben also had it at second place. So that's how it gets a nice 18 points. Alec has not seen it, which is insane.
I've not seen it at all.
He does not have HBO Max, so that's probably why. And you don't go to the theater much. So that's, it's acceptable. But
I really want
you should really get to it. Yeah. Even if you just get a trial of HBO Max.
Just to watch it.
Yeah, just to watch it.
I also really wanted to see House of Gucci because I feel like that would have made my list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that just, I think that was just under, that didn't quite make my list, but I think it was close. But yeah, congratulations to Dune, everyone over at Warner Brothers and Lionsgate, Denis Villeneuve, the huge cast and crew. Congratulations, everybody. You'll be getting your award in the mail.
Maybe.
Maybe. We should, we should make like a mock-up
of what like a mock-up
the award would look like.
Yeah. I kind of want to know what you guys, I want to know what you guys put first.
First place, I had Licorice Pizza. This is Paul Thomas Anderson's newest movie. It's so, so good. He's never made a movie that's similar to another of his. Like, they're all so different, but yet it still has his style. It's hard to explain, but it's a it's like a love story in the 70s with this kid, this younger kid that really wants to be a grown-up, and an older girl that wants to be like a youth again. It's kind of like it's not a huge age gap, but it's an iffy age gap. And the movie makes it very clear that like it's not okay. But and they tackle that a lot. But yeah, really, really good. I think it's gonna be up for some awards. But Alec, what was yours?
I chose The Harder They Fall, which we have watched and talked about on a previous episode.
Yeah.
Of our old format, which we are very excited to roll out a new
threw it in the trash.
We did enjoy it, but it was very radio like, and
yeah,
we're trying to make it more podcast like for and more enjoyable for all of our listeners. But this was an amazing Western film, and if you're curious on all of our major thoughts, you can go find it in our previous episodes.
Was it called The Harder Ted Falls?
Yes, that was that episode was The Harder Ted Falls. But yeah, I love this movie. It was probably the best movie I've seen all year.
A little bit of Spike Lee, a little bit of Quentin Tarantino. Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it as
really
well.
Really good.
And Ben, I mean, what about you?
Idris Elba was the lead, so
yeah,
kind of
can't go wrong with him.
No.
Yeah. My number one was Nia DaCosta's Candyman. I thought it was really good. I thought it did a lot of things really well. It was really gory and violent and scary, but also really socially appropriate as well. Really good social commentary. I did everything well, and it wasn't too long. Didn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easily my favorite of the year.
Yeah. I think that was definitely my favorite horror movie from this year. Really, really impressive. All right. Shall we move on to TV?
I just wanted to say real quick before we move on.
Yeah.
You guys have a couple of surprises I didn't expect to be on your list.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Jared has Godzilla versus Kong at 6.
Oh, my God. That movie made me cry.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's like...
How? Where in that movie did you tear
there's
up?
There's a moment where Kong has this connection with this girl from the island he's from, and she taught him sign language, and they talk in the movie, and there's a part where Kong is talking to her and he's telling her how scared he is, and she like not like gives him a pep talk, but gives him a really heartfelt like message to like, you know, you got to do this to get home,
you can do
like,
it.
Yeah. And it was like such a tender moment, and like Kong was really like scared and vulnerable, and I'm like crying. Ben's laughing.
You related to King Kong. That was
your he's laughing at me.
It's a movie about a giant lizard and a gorilla.
I know, and it surprised me with a really tender and endearing moment. I look over my mom two seats down, and she's bawling. Like I just had like a tear running down my eye. My mom is ugly crying.
You're from Licorice Pizza to Godzilla versus Kong.
Your mother.
And,
You told the most incredible story about your mom today in, over the text.
And oh,
I,
yeah.
That had yeah. me ugly crying because I was laughing she, so hard.
She just found out what JABcast stands for. And I told her at the inception of this show, I told her. And she goes, wait, like just now, just before we recorded this, wait, does it stand for Jared, Alec, and Ben? I'm like, yeah. Has it always been called that? Yeah.
No. It hasn't,
but yeah, I Godzilla versus Kong. I love Kong and Godzilla, and this I couldn't have asked for a better movie in terms of these movies. I was really happy with it, and yeah, and it made me cry, and I'm not afraid to admit it, Ben. So laugh at me all you
Fair
want,
enough, man.
You punk.
Alec, are these just the 9 movies that you've seen all year?
No, they're not. I've seen more than this, but yeah, I couldn't think of one to put in the 10 spot, and I'm like, it's my 10th movie, and I guarantee they haven't seen one of these, so I'm just not even going to bother. I was at work trying to finish up all of these lists for myself while I was on a parade float. So that was hard.
Always working.
Yeah.
Really tough for me because I like watched a lot of stuff, and I played a lot of stuff, but not all of it was from this past year.
Yeah.
So I just like put what I could, but yeah.
I'm shocked that you have Eternals above Shang-Chi. Eternals at 7 and Shang-Chi at 9.
I saw both of them twice. I really liked Shang-Chi, and I saw Eternals a second time, and I think it was much better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it twice, but I sat on Eternals for a long time, and the more I thought about it, the more I appreciated about it. So I think I'll rewatch whenever that happens. I'll like it a lot more.
Yeah, definitely.
So are we ready to head into television, or you want to make fun of me for not watching movies?
No.
Yeah, we can get into TV if Ben's all right with that.
No.
No? All right.
Yeah, we can go ahead.
Do it anyway, actually.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So without further ado, I will announce the honorable mention. This came in with 18 points. It is number 2 and number 2 on 2 of our lists, which is how we get that wonderful 18. Congratulations to Amazon Prime's Invincible, 18 points. It was 2nd on both mine and Ben's list for the year. I know for me, this was such a shock and a pleasant surprise. I really had no idea what it was about. There's a bunch of source material. There's a huge comic line by Robert Kirkman, but it had this huge cast, and that's why I was so interested initially. So many talented, really just actors that jumped into voice acting. A lot of people that have voice acted as well, but some high profile actors and actresses that you haven't usually seen. And the end of the first episode is just such a shock. You just want to keep watching. I'm really looking forward to a second season whenever that comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the source material gets like really crazy.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be
interesting. Yeah, I'm avoiding it completely because I want to be surprised by the TV show. But yeah, if you're into comic book superhero stuff and really violent television,
super violent.
Yeah, if you're if you're desensitized to that stuff like Ben and I are, then yeah, this is the show for you. And yeah, and now we can get right into the winner with 23 points. I saw this one coming as well. I just had a feeling just because of how much we've talked about it this year. 23 points. It was on all 3 of our lists. WandaVision over on Disney Plus, Marvel's first MCU series. And it came out a year ago, as of 3 days ago, 14th, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Disney that's Plus. Really impressive for all 3 of us to not find many shows throughout the entire year that we like better than this one.
Yeah.
And we had literally an entire year.
Right. Yeah. And it came out 2 weeks into the year and it still, made it on our top 10s. Yeah. It was my number 3, Ben, Alex number 4, and Ben's number 3. So yeah, really, really good. I was, that's my favorite Marvel show from this year. And I guess it's all yours too.
Yeah.
That's my just favorite. Super impressive. It's it was really fun. It really the story lent itself to the episodic structure. the week to week mystery. Oh, what's going on? You know, the buildup of Westview and how much Wanda knows and how much other people know about what's going on. Yeah. It was a nice, perfect slow burn to me. And like I said, just really worked well in an episodic format. I was really impressed. And, you know, the acting, the set design, the inspiration with old television through the decades, just really, really, really good.
Yeah, I put Ted Lasso as my number one because Ted Lasso has a special place in my heart. And I can't. That's the best show I've seen in a long time. And I love it. I love every second of it.
Season three could just be Ted like shitting on a desk and Alec would be like, this is incredible television.
Wow.
Yeah, I would.
Look at his mustache.
Yep.
Yeah.
I follow Ted's mustache on Twitter.
Ted's mustache on Twitter?
Yeah, Ted's mustache on Twitter, and I follow it.
That was actually, I think that was 11 on my list for the year. It just barely didn't make it, so I guess that's my honorable mention.
Yeah.
But,
what was your number one?
Mine was Succession Season 3. I know you guys don't watch that show. I was really, really into it. Season one had already been out. Season two was coming when my friend got me into it. So I binged all the first season and then I watched the second one as it rolled out. And it's just so well done, really well written. The characters are fantastic and one of a kind, in my opinion. You know, really, it's hard to find people to compare them to in modern TV. It's just, again, it's another episodic thing. Each episode, something's like, what? You got to wait till next season. Next episode, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a really fantastic character study of the disgusting, greedy, white collar people in corporate America. So yeah, I really, really enjoy it. What was yours? Oh, yours was Ted Lasso. That's right.
Yeah, mine was Ted
Lasso. Ben, how do you say yours?
Yeah, I need to know what this is.
Yeah, my favorite series of 2021 was Jujutsu Kaisen. It's an anime series, obviously. Yeah, it's the first of the Dark Trio to get an adaptation. And it follows this kid who swallows the finger of like an ancient curse user, like a mummified finger. And then that like evil curse user becomes part of himself. And he's introduced to this whole world of negative human emotions taking on tangible form and like killing people. It's really dark. It's really good. It's also a really good jumping off point for anime. But yeah, it's fascinating. Really fascinating series.
Looking at what were you saying, Ben?
Yeah,
or Alex, sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say before we moved on or did anything, my number two was Arcane, and I wanted to know what Ben thought because I saw that made his top 10.
Arcane was really good. I don't know anything about League of Legends, was it based
Me
on
either? I knew nothing about League of Legends,
yeah, but you obviously didn't need to because it told a really cool story. The visuals were great. I thought the animation was terrific.
Yeah,
that's probably the first time in my life I've ever used that word.
Yeah, and from my understanding, none of those characters are actually in the video game other than Powder.
I think it's just set on like the set in like the universe or whatever.
Yeah,
but, yeah. World. Visually, it was really cool, and the music was really good as well.
Powder, right. Powder becomes Jinx. Spoiler.
What? No
character.
I had a feeling.
Just had all of League.
Are you lying to me right now?
Did you watch it or no?
No.
No. Ben, do you think Jared would like it?
I think he would. It's not very long.
I feel like it's
visually, it doesn't feel like an anime. You know what I mean?
I feel like it is anime, but it's not. It like kind of teeters the line of being anime.
Right.
I have no problem with anime. I've actually really been getting into it. Well,
I know, but like
really getting into it. But
like just for argument's sake, I feel like it teeters that line.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Where it is, but it isn't type of deal.
Right.
I was just looking through our lists and counting. We have 28 spots. Alec had 8. Ben and I both had 10. 11 out of these 28, so close to half, are populated by Disney Plus shows.
Yeah. And honestly, I only had 8 because I'm not sure what shows would have qualified sometimes. I was I had a few that I wanted to put on there, but I didn't. But the shows I was going to put on aren't on your top tens, so it doesn't matter.
That's all right.
They wouldn't have moved up or changed anything. But now coming to the stage to announce the honorable mention and winner for best album of the year for the Jabbies is the one and only Rapunzel. I mean, Ben Wayman.
You're so funny, man.
I am, right?
Is it because of the hair?
Stand up. Hmm. No, it wasn't because of his hair.
Is it because he lives in a big tall tower?
Yeah.
Okay.
His parents locked him away up there.
That's right. So I'm gonna announce the winners. I think this was a really good year for music. A lot of stuff I liked, a lot of stuff I didn't like. But more like than dislike, I think, for the first time in a while. It was kind of tough to pick a top 10. But coming in at the honorable mention, with 15 points, it's If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power by Halsey. This was exclusively Alec and Jared's pick. Alec had that album at 5. Jared had it at 2, which kind of surprised me a little bit. So explain yourselves.
Alec, you can go first.
Well, you guys both know that, like, I really do like Halsey, and I have been a fan for a while. And I'm honestly surprised it even made Jared's list, because you guys really did not like her last release, Manic.
Oh, no, I did. That was in my top 10 for 2020.
I don't remember it being.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys didn't like Halsey's album when we talked about it on the radio.
I don't know if I even listened to it.
Ben, I remember you saying you just weren't a Halsey fan in general.
No.
Yeah.
Very, very, I think she does have a type for her music. It's very niche, very.
It's true.
Personal.
The main reason I don't like her is I don't like her voice. So I feel like you kind of have to get over that hump before you can experience the rest of her music.
Yeah. And I mean, that's her. Yeah, so, like, if you don't like her voice, be like, well, I listen to her, but I don't like her voice. I'd look at you funny.
That's just unbelievable. Can you imagine listening to someone that you hate their voice, but you just love the song?
You're just like, you're trying to tune out their voice so you can hear the instrumental.
And he's there.
You guys do that with every single album I give you for album trading. You're like, oh my god, I just got one more song, I'll get through this stupid album. Every time.
Sometimes. Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, I do really like Halsey. I will admit, Manic. Was it Manic or Mania? I forget it.
Manic.
I really, really enjoyed that. That's really what introduced me to her. And then this was so cool to make because it was produced by the guys from Nine Inch Nails, Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor. So they really put this like grunge, like rock instrumentals to it. And it's so fun. She's got a really great voice for that.
I feel like her voice,
the production's a lot of fun.
I feel like her voice definitely suits like a punk rock style.
Yeah.
Better than the pop or alternative hip hop style music that I feel like has been singing.
Yeah, Apple Music puts this as alternative still, which I get. I would agree with that. It is,
but it isn't. It's kind of more towards like alternative pop, I guess.
Yeah,
but I feel
I
feel like her voice definitely suits like punk rock more,
because it's got some really, like, just more traditional rock songs.
Yeah,
but then it has things like "A Girl Is a Gun," which is very pop. And then there's like some slower, like just lyrical songwriter stuff. Like it's not.
Yeah.
Like a full band production, things like that. But yeah, and that's another thing too that I really like about it is the diversity on the album. Like, the songs sound very unique from one another, and that's always a really good listen for me. Like, I can throw on an album and I know exactly what song I'm listening to whenever I just like pay attention. But there's other stuff where, like, The Weeknd especially recently, everything just sounds the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming, I still consider her a pop artist, so to make an album that's really unique and the songs stand out from one another to such a degree, I really enjoy that.
Yeah. But Ben, who's taking home the jabby?
Time for the winner? Yeah, I'm really happy with this. She was snubbed from the Grammys, but not from the jabbies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taking home the Album of the Year award with 20 points is Little Sims with Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. I really love this album. It's been in rotation since it released in September. Maybe earlier than that.
Let me see. I Might Be Introvert. Keep going.
Really, really great. She's just gotten
September 3rd
better.
Yep.
Yep. She's gotten consistently better as she's gone along. She's really good. Just all around. I really enjoyed this album. Jared, what did you think?
This is the first I've heard of her. Mm-hmm. Or heard from her, I guess. I'll have to go back and listen to her other stuff. But yeah, this hit me completely by surprise. I had no idea who she was or what she was about. But over on Reddit, on r/hiphopheads, which I am a member, I saw a lot of people talking about it. So, you know, I looked it up, gave it a listen. And it's really, really good. The writing is special. She's her lyrics are very powerful. They're political and they're inspiring. And the production on some of it is so cool. The intro track, which is it also the title track? I can't remember.
Yep. I think it's just called Introvert.
The build up with the orchestra is just so I felt like I'd heard it before because it sounded like a really powerful like movie theme. And I was like, whoa, like where is this from? And then but it's not. It's original, but it sounds so familiar but in a good way. And you're like, wow, this sounds like a really professional like movie orchestra type thing, but it's just a build up for the album. Yeah, really impressive. Definitely going to be on the lookout for her, and I'll have to go back and listen to her other stuff.
Right. Yeah, well deserved, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any surprises? Anybody surprised by anything?
I kind of just realized how diverse my top four are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I have Blessings and Miracles by Santana at number one, Renewal by Billy Strings at number two, War and Wonders by D Smoke at three, and An Evening with Silk Sonic by Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, and Silk Sonic. Those are my top four. And I even think my top five, even with Halsey's album being at five, is just. I'm bouncing your whole all thing. Over. Yeah. And then I have Macon by Jason Aldean at eight, and then Deb Nevers 9, Montero 7, and 30 by Adele. I'm just bouncing all over the spectrum of music for this one.
I'm glad to see one of my recommendations just barely made it at number 9. Deb Nevers.
Yeah, represent. Again, when I stopped this. I see Jared went in and made all of his like formatting adjustments. Mm-hmm. The parade float had started moving after I finished typing Deb Nevers' name. So I'm like, whoa. So I'm like, all right, guess we're doing work now. And I just,
goodbye.
That was when I stopped editing my lists. But Benjamin, it's time for you to take over for the Pew Pew Award.
Yeah, that's right. The video game award.
Woo!
This is a really weird in between year for video games. A lot of people still don't have next gen consoles, myself included. So a lot of most recent titles, I haven't had the means to play, and I want to play them the right way. You know what I mean? I don't want to play like on the PS4, like reduced visuals or whatever. So I played what I could. And Alec and I both logged a whopping 5 games from the current year. Alec has 3 that are yearly sports releases.
Yep. Every year we do this, those 3 are going to make the 3 releases are going to make my list.
It's top 10.
And I'm going to note that Madden 22 is number 5 because I've only played the trial. I haven't even gotten the real game yet.
Well, I think we should preface this by saying there was a tie again this year.
Yes.
And we had to reduce the ranked choice voting to just rank the ties. I think it was a 3-way tie last year.
Yeah.
Between like two,
FIFA 21.
Two games, it just annoyed me that they were there.
I think FIFA 21 got part of the tie last year.
FIFA 1.
FIFA was our best game of the year.
Yeah, Ben said I voted for this and I didn't want it to win.
The three-way tie was like FIFA, Call of Duty, and like really good story game that like only you played. Yeah.
And it did it.
And I think that it was like that was your number one, and the rest were just like in there and added up to 10.
I think it was was it Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah,
I think it was. So. Which is a shame.
Oh my god.
It's a shame because I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima nonstop for like a month. A year too late.
Yeah. I had trouble falling asleep that night. That ruined my day. Yeah, I'm like,
punch your pillow.
First jabbies, and it's for FIFA. FIFA. Yeah.
Jared, I have great news. FIFA did not win this year.
Good.
It didn't even come close.
It didn't even make any of our lists.
I wouldn't speak to
I didn't see it. Sneaky bastard.
So as Jared said, we did have a tie. And so we pretty much just did I don't know, Jared just made us text in the group chat to determine the winner. And the honorable mention was a game that Alec, we haven't played it.
I just have it and I'm going to play it and it looks really good.
It made number two on his list.
Yeah.
Above the game that he played the trial of at number five.
what a ranking system.
I know, right?
So basically the honorable mention good. The honorable mention was the game that only one of us had played, and it's Far Cry 6 with 15 points.
Woo!
Yeah, just a victim of circumstance that it didn't win.
Yeah,
because it really could have gone either way.
It's tied.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't have much to say about this. Congrats to Ubisoft. Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah. Oh man. Alec, tell us what the real winner
is.
Why
we cut video games from our show.
Alec, what do you have to say? Why did you put Far Cry 6 at number two?
Because it looks like an awesome game and I really can't.
It looks like number two.
I'm just start doing that. I'm gonna Google 2021 games and be like, man, Resident Evil Village looks awesome. That's number one.
But I have it. I have the game. Okay. I'm gonna play it.
I have Netflix, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna rank Arcane on my top 10.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna pull up to the McDonald's drive-thru and be like, oh, Big Mac, that looks awesome, and then just pull off.
Far Cry 6 is definitely better than the shell sports games that just come out.
Yeah, you know what? I will agree with that. Alec made an educated guess on where it would be.
I made an educated guess that Far Cry 6 is going to be better than the copy and paste sports games that have been coming out for the past I don't know how many years for each game.
Fair enough.
Honestly, that might just be a testament as to how bad the other three are.
Yeah.
The game he owns but has never played is by default better than them just because of how trash they've been in the last
decade. Genuinely a little upset with myself that I just have to buy the NHL every year when it comes out just so I can have the newer players, newer jerseys. I just love the aesthetic of the game. Madden, I never get Madden until it's free on EA Play. I don't feel like paying for it. And MLB The Show was also free on Game Pass, so technically I haven't even bought those games other than NHL.
Alec turns on his Xbox and just sees Far Cry 6 on like the menu. He's like, God, this game is so good.
I love
it. And then opens NHL.
I love this game.
This game is so cool. Plays NHL.
I haven't finished Red Dead yet. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a chore.
Yeah. Man, that probably would have won it.
I'm not Arthur anymore.
Yeah, I'm now.
Bro, you spoiled the whole game.
A game that's been out for 3 years.
Red Dead would have killed at Jabby's 2018.
Oh, 100%. And then
anyway,
I've also been binging Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Binging? Nice. Is that you're watching a playthrough?
Yeah.
No, you can binge a game.
Binge a game?
No, yeah. I've just been playing.
That's grinding. Like
every
grind
night.
A game.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah.
Spoken like a true Call of Duty gamer.
Esports boy over here.
Yeah.
You don't binge, you grind.
I'm getting that on a shirt. You binge, yeah. I grind.
New jab meme coming?
Probably.
Yeah, check the Twitter.
Yeah.
Someone make- our meme master up there.
Meme master. Our meme intern.
Got so yeah, many. We need to hire more interns.
Yeah. All right, Ben, why don't you tell us the true winner that... Yep.
I forgot. We haven't even named the winner yet.
Yeah, we've just been talking about Far Cry 6. Yeah.
Yeah, the true winner of the 2021 Jabby's Video Game of the Year Award is the Mass Effect Legendary Edition with 15, coincidentally. Yeah. That was my number one, and that was Jared's number six. Full disclosure, I played the first game for about 45 minutes and didn't touch it again after that.
Wow.
And then I was looking through the games that I played this past year for this, and I was like, man, that was really fun. Number one.
Boom. There you go. I mean, it was.
It was fun.
I've been a big fan of the franchise for a while. Yeah. Having played the third one first and beat it, bought one and two to play, played the first one for 10 minutes. It was too old. I got confused about the shooting mechanic was just really old and outdated. Put it away. Thought I'd try two. Played two for about an hour, and then I got lost in the Citadel. Never touched it again. And that all transpired over a week. Me what playing was, one and two and failing both times.
Is that the game, or was there was another story where you got stuck somewhere to the point where you like stopped playing the game forever? Was it Mass Effect or was it something else?
It was probably something else. That used to happen a lot.
It was a really funny story where it was like a kid's game, like a platformer or something, and you got stuck somewhere like early in the game and you like dropped it.
Platformer.
I don't know if it was like
I've definitely done that. I did that in what's the game where you're like it's the zombie apocalypse and you make all like the makeshift weapons? That's like every game. It's like you would legit No. It's like wacky. Like he was in like a mall and you'd
Dead
make...
Rising?
Dead Rising, yeah. It was Dead Rising 2. Did you beat that?
No, I played the first one and hated it.
So like the military comes and there's like a fight with the guy and I lost once like really quick and I was like that was shit and I just never touched it again and never beat it. I was so mad. But yeah, that maybe. I'll probably think of it later. But yeah, there are a bunch of games. Used to I play everything to completion now, but
I used to.
Was it Murdered Soul Suspect?
No, it might have been. It might have been that.
That's game is the worst game I've ever played in my life. That's why really? I stopped. Yeah.
I kind of just did some quick math, and if I would have played FIFA 22, it definitely would have been 3 or 4, and it would have won. FIFA would have won back to back years.
God,
we can't have that happen.
FIFA is a plague on the Jabbies.
I'll just never play it again.
Like those games don't win awards at the Game Awards, right?
No, I don't believe so.
Unless they have like best sports
game. Best sports category.
Yeah, it's just FIFA every year.
Oh, what a surprise. FIFA again.
FIFA. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure last year, like
best PGA FIFA won. Game of the year.
PGA?
I'm pretty sure PGA won because it was the first like golf game in like 10 years or something like that.
Okay. Everyone went crazy.
Yeah.
Golf
games are actually kind of relaxing. Those and fishing
games. I bet they are. Yeah. Oh, what man. Game? Far Cry 5 had the fishing in it, and that was like the best part of the game.
That was all. I feel like I did that for like 3 days in Red Dead, which is hunt and fish. I didn't actually play the game.
Mm-hmm.
After I finished the story of Red Dead, I just went around for like 6 days and just hunted all the legendary animals. That was probably the most fun I had.
Yeah, there's like a fishing tournament in Far Cry 5 where you have to catch a bunch of different kind of fish all over the place to train yourself to get the new gear on a fishing rod to catch like the best fish in, is it Wyoming, Montana, whatever.
Speaking of like relaxing game mechanics, in Ghost of Tsushima, I've just been riding around finding all the bamboo cuts.
Mm-hmm. Just doing that. There's some like every collectible and side objective or whatever you want to call those, like they're all fun. They're all enjoyable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at your list. We ripped Alex apart. Well, yeah. Alex, you had Forza Horizon 5.
Yeah, that was my number one.
That's a good one.
That one also, playing that a lot. That's a very relaxing game as well. Yeah. I really like that game. I really like finding new cars. I love the barn find. I think that's such like a unique concept to a car or racing game that you have to basically off-road and try to find a small little hut that houses this old, dirty, beat-up car.
I think it's
such an interesting concept, and I love it. I love
the Horizon's like the off-roading.
Well, Horizon,
like, nature.
It has like everything, and it's like the Horizon.
Oh, it's got like actual tracks.
It's like a big car festival at whatever location. Five is in Mexico.
Gotcha.
4 was in London, I think.
Okay, because there's Horizon and then there's Motorsport. I guess Motorsport's just Motorsport's the more classic, like on a track.
Yeah, like track racing. Like
Gran Turismo, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This one's like off-roading, it's road racing, dirt track. You have like PR stunts, like you race a train, but you race a train and I think all of them. Mm-hmm. It's just a different route, different train. You race an airplane, like stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Ben, you have Call of Duty Vanguard on your list.
Yeah, just because
typical
games I've played from this year.
Have you been grinding that or binging?
No, I hate it.
You hate it?
I deleted it probably like a week or two before Christmas, and I haven't touched it since then.
Wow. Wow, you finally given up on Call of Duty, huh?
I'm too old for that, man. Just can't keep up with these kids anymore. Getting smoked. No, it's just bad. It's just a really poor game.
What is I'd love to hear about the next two below it then. What is Lost Judgment?
The Lost Judgment is the sequel to a 2018 game called Judgment, where you play as like a Japanese, like you were a lawyer or something, and the guy what's the premise? So in Japan there's like a 99% like guilty verdict chance in like murder cases.
Really?
You're like a lawyer who gets someone like free, like some, like you're like the 1% like that case. And then the guy that you like helped free goes and like kills someone. So then like you're like you're the detective. Well, you're a lawyer who's like cast out from like the law community, and you become like a private detective, and you uncover this like big conspiracy in Japan. It's pretty interesting. The sequel, I only played like an hour of it. I just didn't grip me as much as the first one did, but it seemed pretty interesting. And then Back for Blood. I didn't want to buy it on my PlayStation, so I've been playing it on my friend's PC at school. It's just like a Left 4 Dead, like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that actually.
It's pretty fun. I think it's cross-platform, so I've been trying to rally some of my friends from school to buy it. But it is fun. It reminds me a lot of Left 4 Dead, which are like two of my favorite games of all time. So very fun.
Awesome. So there you have it, everyone. Yeah. Our 2021. Jabby winners.
Congratulations.
Quick. The winner for movies was Dune. The Jabby for TV shows is WandaVision. Jabby for albums was Sometimes I Might Be Introverted by Little, not Lil.
Little. Yes, Little.
Little.
And then your Jabby for best video game of 2021 is Mass Effect Legendary Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all to our competitors who are out there doing their own award shows. We just throw all of them together, which is why
delaying them because of the Omicron variant,
which is why we are the elite.
Yeah, we push award through. Show.
Thank you all so much for listening. We will see y'all next week in our brand new format. Bye, everybody.
See ya.